It's Monday, August 12th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In an effort to bring Christianity further under government control, communist Chinese authorities have erased the words Bible, God, and Christ from classic children's stories, reports the Christian Post. China's Ministry of Education recently introduced a new school textbook to help fifth grade students, quote, understand other cultures, end quote. Included in the textbook are four popular stories by foreign writers, including Robinson Crusoe, The Little Match Girl, and Vanka. However, each story is censored to remove any religious reference. For example, in Daniel Defoe's 18th century classic novel, castaway Robinson Crusoe discovers three Bibles inside a shipwreck, which he then uses as his moral compass while stranded on the island. However, the Chinese version eliminates the word Bible, instead noting that Crusoe happens upon, quote, a few books, end quote. The decision to install a helter-skelter carnival ride inside the Norwich Cathedral in England to attract visitors and allow congregants to get a better look at the church's artwork was a major mistake, says Queen Elizabeth's former chaplain Gavin Ashenden, reports the Christian Post. The 55-foot-tall fairground ride took several days to construct inside the cathedral. You can watch a video of the construction in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The Reverend Andy Bryant at the cathedral said that installing the carnival ride in the church was, quote, part of the cathedral's mission to share the story of the Bible and was a creative and innovative way to do that, end quote. Some say, though, a cathedral sanctuary is no place for a fairground carnival ride and it diminishes a sacred space. Exodus 3:2-5 is instructive. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Democratic Representative Gerald Nadler of New York told CNN's Aaron Burnett on Thursday that the House Judiciary Committee is conducting an impeachment inquiry into President Trump, reports WorldNetDaily.com.
We're investigating the evidence. We're going into court to get witnesses, all with a view toward deciding and recommending to the House whether to impeach the president.
Gaffe-prone presidential hopeful Joe Biden put his foot in his mouth during an Iowa campaign stop on Thursday when he said this to a group of predominantly Asian and Hispanic voters, reports the New York Post.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
On Monday, the befuddled 76-year-old bungled the locations of the El Paso and Dayton mass shootings when he expressed sympathy for the, quote, tragic events in Houston today and also in Michigan the day before, end quote. A gun nut wearing body armor and camouflage fatigues filmed himself walking into a Springfield, Missouri Walmart, carrying an assault weapon and 100 rounds of ammunition, reports thesun.com. The man, described as white and in his 20s, was detained by an off-duty firefighter who held the suspect at gunpoint. In a Facebook post from February, on a page police believe belongs to Dmitry Andreychenko, he allegedly wrote, quote, It's official. I hate Walmart. Apparently, they won't sell rifle and shotgun ammo if you're under 21. However, I can walk into the store with a loaded gun and nobody says anything. What a joke, end quote. Modesto, California has denied a request by the National Straight Pride Coalition to hold a straight pride rally at Gracieta Park on August 24th. Organizer Don Grundman had estimated 500 people would attend. Genesis 1:27 says, So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. The movie called Roe v. Wade, The Untold Story, which is being overseen by notable pro-life activist Alveda King, the niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., has finished production, reports the Christian Post. Starring actors John Voight and Stacey Dash, the co-director of the film, Nick Loeb, told The Hollywood Reporter that they had to replace three local actors, including one who was to play Norman McCorvey, after they discovered that it was a pro-life film. Now they need help to fund the media awareness campaign to fill theater seats toward the $1 million budget. They have already raised $363,000, You can make a donation through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, churches in the El Paso, Texas area are giving prayers, counseling, and blood to help the victims of the recent mass shooting there that has so far resulted in 22 deaths, reports the Christian Post. Pastor J.C. Rico of Emmanuel Church in El Paso said that his congregation is providing licensed counselors at no cost to anyone affected by the tragedy who needs them. Rico felt that churches needed to come together, despite having their own way of doing church, in order to share the gospel of Christ. He said, quote, "Love will bind and hold us together. There is no greater love than the one our Father in heaven gives us. This tragedy was about hate, racism, ignorance, and fear from a young man," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, August 12th in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.